Caesar was a great man, but Caesar had his day. In this day of a bad economy, high unemployment, bad government, corrupt executives, we need answers. Do you have questions? Want politicians in care? Want someone to stand up for your rights? Find out what's really going on? I have one man that will do that, and his name is Albert Lewis. The Radio Revolution starts now.
And we welcome everyone to the Albert Lewis Radio Program. It's the Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. And doesn't mean that we go around speaking badly about people. Just means that we don't candy coat anything here. Glad you can join us today. We're going to take a look at what is wrong with people. Why a convicted drunk driver is suing his victims that he killed. Here's another one coming from the What is wrong with people? A hostage sues his kidnappers. I mean, what's wrong with people? Only in America. That's from the files of Only in America. Plus, we're going to have a good time today. We're going to do parody on some of the presidential candidates. And Barack Obama, it's really funny. I decided, you know, usually I get teed off about things. But, you know, we're going to have fun today, so we're going to do that. And plus, the cost of war, a little bit later on in the program. The cost of war, you wouldn't believe all the money that's spent on war in this country. My God, what you can do with that money. Anyway, I'm Albert Lewis, glad you can join us, and glad if you're joining us from blogtalkradio.com. And also, happy if you're joining us from bbsradio.com. By the way, you can join us on blogtalkradio.com, and that's / Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And you can join us on bbsradio.com / The Albert Lewis Show. And on BBS, we are on Thursday evenings Eastern Time at midnight, 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Love our West Coast listeners. All right. You can get me on our email at ourlewisradio@aol.com. Our website is not up yet, and we're not yet taking phone calls just yet, but we'll be doing that very soon. So make sure you just keep listening. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Albert Lewis Show. Once again, we spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And hey, listen, if you're looking for a motivational speaker or an event speaker or a fundraiser speaker or someone to do your audiobooks, hey, just contact me. Contact me on my email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Fractions. Listen, I have programs for as little as $1,000 going to speak to your event for your company and motivate the troops. All kind of speaking engagements I get involved with. So once again, that's albertlewisradio@aol.com. You can certainly get me there, and I'll have somebody get right back to you. But anyway, right here on the Albert Lewis Show, you know, I want to thank a lot of you folks who are sending me emails. Thank a lot of you who are listening over the various platforms, and all of you who are listening to us via secular radio all over the country. Glad you can join us. Anyway, you know, I just had cereal, and wow, you know, I gotta learn to stop eating during and before program. But anyway, we deal with everything from politics to lifestyles to human interest stories, your health issues, your wealth issues. We cover the whole gamut, and we're here every week. Just, keep checking the platforms that you are currently listening to us on, and we always have variations of our programs. And you know, catch our on-demands. Catch our archives. All right? Gives you a great idea of what's going on here. But before we get to this, what the hell is wrong with people? What I want to do is just have a good time here. A little bit of laughter, if we may. You know, our political system, I was just looking at a news program, and they were illustrating how the rest of the world looks to America for, finances. I mean, the rest of the world invests in America because of our position. And that, to me, we're going into $16.2 trillion debt. we are nowhere near taking care of a balanced budget. And yet, the rest of the world looks at America and says, well, that's the place to invest because they are the best in the world. So imagine a world where the imperfection is so deep and the rest of the world look at that imperfection. If we ran our business or our lifestyles as Washington runs our finances, we'll be bankrupt. We'll be dead broke. We'll be in the negative. We'll be in a hole so deep, we'll go, we'll travel to China. That's how bad it is. And yep, Washington doesn't realize the realities. Neither does the rest of the world as we, look at the stock market and see how much monies are pouring into U.S. treasuries. Wow. And anyway, but, besides that, I decided to keep my pressure under control today. And hopefully you can help me with that. All right. So anyway, once again, our email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. And what I decided to do today is just have some fun with parody. Here's one that I found that was I found so funny. It's Obama making a prank call to Mitt Romney. All right, we'll have some fun before we get into our stories. Here's Obama, and by the way, let's not take this so seriously, folks. It's having fun. All right, Obama making a prank call to Mitt Romney.
Hello. Is this Mitt Romney?
Yes, and who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is your campaign manager. Listen, Mitt, I'm going to need you to...
Tell him to slap his own face.
Mitt, I'm going to need you to slap yourself in the face. And look, it's imperative that you do this right away. I'm telling you to do this as your campaign manager.
You don't sound like my campaign manager.
Oh, because I'm sick. I've got strep throat neck.
Say something only my campaign manager would know.
You're a huge douche. Who's next?
If we can just have fun for just a minute, that was good. And here's Obama rapping or singing to Beyonce's Single Ladies. I find this one funny, too.
If you voted for me, 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 then get your hands up. In the White House, now watch him out. Now I'm doing my presidential thing. It's time for Bush to dip, dip. People want a trip, trust everybody voted for me. I'm on the news, I'm in magazines, don't pay me any attention. There's nothing to fear here. Not with these ears, I can hear the thoughts of any enemy. If you voted for me, change is on the way, know it. If you voted for me, change is on the way, know it. If you didn't get up with it, cause I'm
standing. Wait a minute, I'm dancing the studios myself here. Wait a minute. It's nice every once in a while if we can make fun of our political system and fun of those who are in politics. And once again, it's just having a little bit of fun right here on the Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. And usually we get to the serious stuff, and I get teed off. I get pissed off. Let's just say that. And well, here's another one of a spot. This spot is for Newt Gingrich. He's running for office, and I think he did a spot, and he talked about children in this country. All right? I want, again, a parody on Newt Gingrich spot.
The economy is in ruins. People are out of work. But only one candidate has the bravery to acknowledge that children are out of work, too.
It is tragic what we do in the poorest neighborhoods in trapping children, in child laws, which are truly stupid.
Newt Gingrich knows that child labor laws are stupid.
Okay, you say to somebody, you shouldn't go to work before you're what, 14, 16 years of age. Fine. You're totally poor.
16 years old, 14 years old, 8 years old, 6 years old. Newt Gingrich knows that all Americans, regardless of age, should be able to work and Newt has a plan to help those poor kids.
Most of these schools ought to get rid of the unionized janitors, have one master janitor, and pay local students to take care of the school.
That's right. Fire the janitors and have poor children clean their schools. Who knows? Maybe you can replace the janitor you fired with his or her own child. Wouldn't that be fun? Newt Gingrich knows that children are our future. So let's fire the adults and put them to work now. At below the minimum wage. Paid for by Newt for president.
Just a bit of parody about our political leaders, so to speak. Anyway, I thought I found those interesting, you know, lighten up the show sometimes. Anyway, once again, don't forget to join us weekly right here on the Albert Lewis Show. And once again, Twitter us and Facebook us. You can get us on Facebook and Twitter at Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Before I get into our story, I mean, what the hell is wrong with people? Only in America, this is only in America where you can sue somebody after you violated them. I have a story here about a, and it's a tragic story, about a victim. He was drunk and he killed two folks and now he's suing them. And, you know, and they're dead. And he's suing them, something to the effect that they were there. Only in America. And then what about the kidnapper who's suing his victims because, they did not adhere to the verbal promise of trying to hide him from the police. Okay, only in America. And a little bit later on, once again in the program, folks, we're going to talk about the cost of war. Just looking over the internet site, and as I go throughout news, you know, glad you can join us, by the way. Mitt Romney sends millions to Mormon Church. You know, here's another thing of a broken system. Now, listen, I'll be the first, and I've said it in past programs. If you go to the on-demand or my archives, you hear. But 15%, most of his income is 15. It got tax rate at 15%. And I was last night doing taxes with my wife, just preparing everything for the tax season since we get our paperwork so early. And we were at the 28%. Rate. So think about it. Middle class America, like ourselves, or in myself in my case, 20, and we're not six figures. We're certainly not six figures. 28% tax rate. And when you look at everything, when you look at the deductions and all, we don't do deductions, we do standard deductions. But at the end of the day, you know, the federal government has taken out of our checks at a rate of 28%. And this is not counting all the others, Social Security and everything else. So here we have folks, and now I see, you know, you can understand why people are bitter. Here we have folks that are rich, making a lot of money in this country. And they take what's called investments, and they take their income out of investments. Well, capital gains, it's called, and they get rate at 15%. So everyone who does that, and only rich folks who do that, I'm not blaming them. That's the system. Something's wrong with the system. How do we change the system? We cannot rely on those in Washington to try to change the system because that's going to be telling themselves that, hey, we're going to take monies out of our pockets. The lawmakers are just not going to do that. We're taking monies out of our pockets. This is why I want someone to run for major office, to be a John Q. Public. In other words, Mitt Romney, in my opinion, he's just another Wall Street guy. He was the head of Bain Capital Investment Company. He doesn't realize what most of us, and I go back to use the term 99%, he doesn't realize what the 99% of us are going through. And, you know, I'm really not up to just voting for somebody like that. I kind of sort of had to make sure that the phones are off around here. Anyway, getting back to Mitt and those like him and, you know, the rich folks. So I try to get my thoughts together. I got a mess here. I really have to start preparing myself when I do this radio program. But anyway, you can't blame them. It's the system. Nobody's going to do anything about it because they're voted in. They're part of the system. Would you vote yourself a decrease in income? Would you vote yourself a decrease in the monies you can make in your position? No, you're not. And you know what? It's something needs to be done. So getting back to the thought of I'd rather have someone who represents John Q. Public to really represent me and those 99% of us as president of the United States or any major office, because they'll be the ones who understand what really is going on. I don't know if you agree with me, but just let me know. AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. All right, let's get to the story. This was a tragic story, to say the least. And this was a story about why a convicted drunk driver is suing his victims. Let me just get to the screen over here. Now, here we go. It's a story about in what many would call the biggest act of... I can't say that word, but should we use that on the air even? Anyway, in the last decade, a Florida man who pleaded guilty to committing DWI manslaughter in 2007 after police found drugs in his system is now filing a lawsuit against his dead victims for being the real cause of the accident. All right, David Bianc is apparently having second thoughts about his plea deal. After spending a few years of his 12-year sentence behind bars, Mr. Bianc, who never spoke in his own defense during his trial, is being represented by his sister, an attorney, so legal fees are not an issue. The attorney, we'll just use her first name, Deborah, is making her brother's filings in the Florida Highway Patrolman's investigation of a case that the government sanctioned assassination against one individual. Well, she's claiming that the law enforcement officers or agency, they're out after her brother. After her brother was driving drunk and killed somebody. Her suit alleges that the police and the prosecutor's office, driven by Bianc's history as a DWI driver and convicted drug dealer, rather than the facts of the accident. So they're kind of sort of judging this individual for past DWIs and that he was a drug dealer. And she's saying that during that trial, his conviction was predicated on that past experience. Let me tell you something stupid. And I'm talking to you, Miss Deborah. He has a history of DWI. He has a history of selling drugs. Okay? And in my uncensored way, he's a bad seed. And I don't know why he didn't die and why two innocent people died. He's a bad seed. May he rot to hell in jail. Because he's only going to come out. And people do change. Don't get me wrong. But right now we get to past experience. That's what credit is all about. Ever notice, Deborah, that when you go and apply for credit, they look into your credit history? History has a lot to do with everything, my dear. History has a lot to do with future behavior many, many times over and over. Now, let's not get it wrong. People do change. Let's not get it wrong. People see the light. They see the green grass on the other side. They become religious. We understand that. That's okay. But right now, the man is a drunk driver. He's killed two innocent folks. And he was a drug dealer. So, what kind of judgment can you decide would come upon an individual of that nature? Perhaps if he was an outstanding citizen, I might agree with you. I might say, okay, well, she happens to be right. So indeed, we're looking at behavior that's certainly destructive. So anyway, this is ridiculous, says Georgette DeFranco, 48, a relative of the victims. You caused it. You accept guilt. How can you or anybody in this family be responsible for your injuries? So the guy's saying that, you know, he was injured during this as well, and that the family is responsible. Let's see here. A record of drug and bad driving. Mr. Bianc has a history of driving infractions, having faced DWI charges twice before, according to the Times. Bianc also served a previous prison term for possessing and trafficking GHB. What is GHB? I don't know. I'm not hipped to the drug community. Anyway, commonly known... Oh, okay, date rape. Oh, boy. So that's one case of someone trying to sue over their own responsibility. And you know, only in America this can happen. Only in America. Listen, I have comments. Let me see. Don't give up. Is a comment that was not long, so long ago. Let's keep it simple. The answer is because he is selfish and drunk driving killer. End of story. Okay, let's see what else. Comments coming in about this story. I agree. And the first part of your comment is known as what will other people think syndrome. Here's another comment. I think he should be in jail for an additional 12 years for being stupid and locking up our court system. And his sister, too. I agree with that one 100%. And his sister, too. I hear more comments. Judges with guts throw out frivolous lawsuits and sanctions attorneys. Trouble? Not enough judges with guts out there. All right, we're going to get back to more of your comments. And another story about a kidnapper suing his kidnappers. Or suing his victims, rather. We'll be right back. It's the Albert Lewis Show. Hey, let me tell you something. Where's my script? Oh, okay, here it is. You know, these live spots get this way. Hey, listen, are you looking for a motivational speaker? Hey, you got a big organizational meeting. You're trying to impress some clients. You're trying to reward your employees, and you're having a shindig. Well, I tell you what. Motivational speaker. Keynote speaker. Speaking engagements and fundraisers. That is what I do. Yes, indeed. At a fraction of what other folks do. And why? Because, listen, I love what I do on radio. I love getting up there and speaking. So, listen, something that you love, you'll do with passion. And that's what I do. I do speaking engagements, motivational speaking. And listen, if you got an audio book that needs to be done, why not? Give me a shout. Just email me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Great rates available right now. Just contact me, and I'll make sure. I'll have one of my secretary, that's who. She'll contact you, and we can make arrangements. It's very simple, very quick, very easy. Motivational speaking right here. You got a professional doing it. As a matter of fact, you're listening to my radio program. I think you know the extent of my range, and I'm way better in person, too. That's because behind here, I can just sit here in my underwear and do a radio show. Anyway, Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. That's Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. Just contact me. And hey, are you looking for a great car? If you live in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or Pennsylvania tri-state or quad state area, just log on to nycmaxcars.com. The best car prices you'll find in your area. That's how confident they are. They do have the best prices. But here's the winger. All of their cars come with a 6-month warranty. You heard right. No extra charge to you. No extra charge to you. How many dealerships, used car dealerships, can claim that? nycmaxcars.com. That's nycmaxcars.com. Get your car from there. They got a great website, great to navigate. Ask some questions and tell them you heard about it right here on the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. To get 5% off that price, that's right, just for mentioning you heard it on the Albert Lewis Show. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored Talk Radio. Without the rules. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us throughout our various platforms. Join us every week, by the way. Sometimes we have 2 and even 3 programs a week. Just look into our on-demand or our archives. And on bbsradio.com, we're on Thursday nights at midnight, 9 p.m. on the West Coast. So just join us there. And I get great things. And listen, if you want to advertise, just like you're listening, so are tens of thousands of others. So you too, just email us on our advertising rates. You know, it's dirt cheap, really dirt cheap to advertise here on the internet. But like any good radio program, you have a lot of great listeners. And what you can do, just so once again, hit us on our email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Our website will be up soon, so don't worry about it. We're spending a gazillion dollars on getting that done. So our website should be up quite soon. And, let's get back to our stories. More of your comments. Wait a minute. We have more comments here. We're going back over the story about the D. DWI. He kills two, and he's suing the two simply because I guess he can. Only in America. He sustained some kind of injury, and now he's suing people here. Actually, here's another comment. And this is what to do in this story. Okay, she didn't come with anything else. Let's go to Mike here. You might want to think about school. A course in remedial spelling might help. Okay. Oh, they're now they're beating up on each other. Here's another comment. I agree with the first part. No, no, we read that one already. I think he should be jailed. Okay, well, a lot of retweets here. Anyway, the other story about only here in America, by the way. I often say this. What the hell is wrong with people? All right, his kidnapper sues his hostage for $235,000 to cover emotional stress and hospital bills after he was shot by police. This is a real man here, and his name is Jesse Dimmick, and he's serving an 11-year sentence and also faces murder charges. So here he is, and what happened here in this story, he went in and he was running from police. So he went into a house, and there's a couple in the house, and you know what? I think we have some sound bites about this. So, you know, let the reporter actually tell you. But I found this to be only in America can you do this. Only in America. What a great country we certainly live in. So let's let the reporter do the story, and we get back to your comments. By the way, AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. Just email me. And
a man sentenced to 10 years in prison for holding a couple hostage in Kansas is now suing the victims of the attack. Kansas City's WDAF explains. Jesse Dimmick claims that after breaking into the Rowley home, he offered the couple an unspecified amount of money to hide him from police who he claims were, quote, trying to kill me. Dimmick claims that the couple agreed to hide him, therefore forging a legally binding oral contract. The Topeka Capital Journal reports in September 2009, 23-year-old Dimmick was in a vehicle chase with police. Officers punctured his vehicle's tires and Dimmick sought refuge in the Rowley home. The Rowleys said Dimmick entered their home and confronted them at knife point. The couple gained his trust by eating Cheetos and drinking Dr. Pepper with him while watching the movie Patch Adams. They fled the house after Dimmick fell asleep. After the Rowleys fled, police entered the house. An officer's rifle accidentally went off and shot Dimmick. In a handwritten note, Dimmick explains why he's suing. As a result of the plaintiff's breach of contract, I, the defendant, suffered a gunshot to my back, which almost killed me. The hospital bills alone are in excess of $160,000, which I have no way to pay. Kansas City's The Pitch reports Dimmick is representing himself and hasn't exemplified a model prisoner. He's been disciplined for lying, fighting, violating published orders, talking without permission, and unauthorized dealing or trading. Dimmick filed a separate suit last year against the city of Topeka, and the officer who accidentally shot him seeking damages in excess of $70,000. The hearing is set for April of next year.
Lovely. Lovely, outstanding citizen. So even in jail, he's causing a ruckus. But yet, hey, he's allowed. And here's what the kicker is. He's allowed to file, and he gets a public defender, taxpayers' dollars here, folks, suing. And what is he looking for? He's looking for $235,000 in total, including $160,000 for his hospital bills. It's amazing, huh? It's amazing. Really amazing. Stories like this really get me teed off. Because in our country, he violated a right. You know, first of all, I have had good friends and one or two family members who have been incarcerated. But I don't believe that if you take away somebody's right, that you should be given rights. I've seen stories, I think on CNBC, stories on people when they go to prison in other countries. It's nothing like this one. This country will give you 3 square meals. This country, the prison will house you. This country will feed you. You can get education in jail. You have recreation. You got room and board. I'll tell you a true story, if I can. Back in 1991, during that recession, I don't know if many of you remember that one. But I remember I lost everything because I got laid off. Home was taken away. The bank was about to foreclose, and car was taken away. Everything I had. I was a middle manager at a retail sporting goods store here, making good money. Back 26 years of age, making about 60 grand a year. Back in 1991, that's pretty good. That's about perhaps 100 grand or so plus a year. And I'm a single guy. And I really had life going quite well back then. And, well, the 91 recession hits, and there I am, laid off and all. And I remember in my cold house, because I couldn't afford to put heat in the house, and it was the dead of winter. And I remember sitting there, and this is true, I remember sitting there contemplating, how can I make it through the next couple of months without having to worry about room and board and food, because it was hard. And I was one of those prideful people. My brother, my parents all wanted to give me money, but, you know, they didn't have much, and what they wanted to lend me was simply not enough. And I said, well, why? Why even bother if it's not enough? So the pride kicks in, and I turn down their money, but here I am contemplating. What kind of crime can I do to spend a couple of months in jail? What kind of crime can I commit so then I can spend a couple of months in jail, I'll get food. Okay, I'll be locked up. I'll forfeit my freedom. But forfeiting my freedom, I'll get 3 square meals. I'll have a place to eat. I'll have a place to study. I'll have recreation. Now imagine a logical thinking college graduate like myself thinking this way because of the incarceration system. And that's what many of these people do. Why would they not commit a crime? What incentive do they have to just be outstanding citizens, just not commit crimes? What incentive do they have, especially if they know the system? Think about it. What would you do? You're in the system. You spent 5 years in jail. You got all this. You made your buddies, this and that. You know, everything was peachy keen. Oh, I love hanging out and studied, got my degree, for crying out loud, in prison. Yeah. You go out and back into society. You run into a situation because you're a coward anyway, because you have to do something illegal to get yourself, I guess, to a point in which you want to. You know, what I'm trying so hard to do, folks, is just trying not to curse. You know, maybe doing a radio show is bad for my health. Oh, I see my blood pressure just... But anyway, what stops them? What incentive do they have not to commit a crime? They know if they do it and get caught, well, they're going to be right back inside with their buddies. They're going to get 3 square meals. They have room and board. Poor me. Couldn't get a job. Unemployment wasn't enough for the house I had. Had to scrape. Had to live in the cold for a while. You know, but I never committed a crime anyway. Never went to jail, you know. It's just logical. Come on, common sense here, folks. Anyway, back to the story. Most of you have, some of you have emailed. The convict has a right to monies. Wait a minute. What is the email? The convict has a right to monies they did promise him. Safe haven. It doesn't matter if it's a criminal. The couple should have gone through the nose because they lied to him. Come on. First of all, you need to get grammatically correct. And number two, Donnie of Ohio, you're a stupid idiot. You belong with this guy locked up in jail. What hell? What kind of concept? What runs through your mind? What are you thinking? The convict has a right to the monies because they promised them. Hey, listen, it's like somebody put a gun to your head. That means somebody put a gun to your head and you promised them your paychecks for the next 5 years and they put a gun to your head. You're going to give them your paychecks, you stupid idiot? Look at this. Hey, here's Thomas in New York City, my part of town. This guy must be more stupid than he looks. He's lucky enough police didn't shoot him dead. Now he sues his victim for damages. He should be either hanged or locked up for life in an institution for degenerate, violent criminals. I agree. Very good, Thomas in New York. Let's go to Elder in Texas. Does anyone know if he filed this suit on his own or did he have a licensed attorney? If he did have a lawyer who did this, the lawyer, you know, folks, you got to get grammatic here. Get grammatically correct. My God, the dumbing down of education in our country. Did the lawyer take the case pro bono, hoping for a part of the lawsuit? I don't know. Question mark. Oh, man. You know, you learn a lot about people when they write. If this happened in Alabama or Mississippi, he would have been shot dead for trespassing. Don't even waste your court's time. That's coming from out of Huntsville, Alabama. Here's another one. Police should have shot him in the head instead. That's from Boston. Duke in Boston. Here's another one. This ha got to be taken from UK book on how to get tough on crime. I don't understand that. What the hell are you talking about? My God, people. And you're writing now, you know, when you run into people and you see folks that are, don't speak right. Okay, that's, we can understand that, you know, language barrier. But for crying out loud, at least get to write. My God, our system, the education system in this country. And it's all coming out on the folks who are just emailing us. We see it all. My God. I won't even read this one because I can't understand it. You think someone from another planet wrote this one. Anyway, what I was saying, only in America can anyone sue their victim. Only in America. Anyway, great country that we do live in. I do love it, by the way. Even though we are number 10, I tend to, if I sound like I'm bashing, I'm not. I'm just so darn proud that I just want to get back to that number one status. I want to be the number one. We want America to be the number one country back in the world. Not with this, what's going on now. But anyway, when we come back, let's talk about this, the cost of war. You wouldn't believe how much it costs for war and what we could have done with the money. When we come back, it's the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. You know, I guess until we get our sponsor pool, I guess most of our breaks will be about me. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, radio works. Do you know 97% of people listen to the radio? And now on the internet, that has become a growing phenomenon. So radio programs just like mine on the internet, several networks, and on radio on several networks. Tell you what, it's a great place to advertise. You got a business? Got a product? Or a service you want other people to know about? Just contact us at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Listen, great rates, especially on the internet. My God, you know, for what you spend on a 1/8 page on a local paper, you can buy internet advertising and reach those all over the world. That's right, the world. For more information on that and rates, just give us an email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. And Twitter us or Facebook us at Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis L-E-W-I-S, by the way. So you can email us, you can Twitter or Facebook us, and get information about advertising on radio right here from our various internet platforms. And we are back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored Talk Radio without the rules. And yes, you can find us each and every week on these platforms and these stations all over the country. Glad you can join us, by the way. Whatever platform you're using, whether it be through our internet platforms or our radio station platforms, just contact us at albertlewisradio@aol.com with any comments you may have. Any advertising or, listen, if you need to hire someone for your motivational speaking and your keynote speaking engagements and even fundraisers. I love fundraisers. I tell stories. I tell true stories and I bring tears to people's eyes. Anyway, contact me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. In upcoming weeks, we're going to get specialists on taxes. Try to see what we can do about tax reform in this country and how idiotic that the tax codes are in this country and how most of you are being extorted. Anyway, but that's a different different subject for a different show. Let us get to the information here. War. The cost of war. Now, let me, I would say, disclaim this by saying I never agreed with war. Number one. Number two, I have a belief that if you're going to go to war, you're going to go for the kill. The fact is the nature of war is ugly. People die. Innocent people die. Many people die. You cannot fight wars where you're tippy-toeing trying to save one segment or another. And I remember when I was in on radio in New York, and I mentioned about a certain war, I would kill a kid with a toy gun in a minute in a foreign country where they're taught to hate us. 10-year-old kid points a pink water pistol at me. He's getting popped. Why? Because at the end of the day, I need to get back to my family and my kids. War. We fight war now like pussies. You can't shoot women. You can't shoot children. You can't kill the innocent. Listen, the last real war we won was World War II. And we won it by bombing two cities that eliminated hundreds of thousands of people at one time. Eliminated. Then the enemy says, uncle. They cry uncle and they give up. That's the way war is fought. The very fact, the very nature of war is to kill and eliminate your enemy. Not to injure them and rebuild them. I agree with that policy of this country. We're probably the only country in the world that goes into war, conquer an enemy, and rebuild them. And we don't conquer an enemy by killing them. War is war. People die. You eliminate. The objective of war is to eliminate your adversary. Period. There's no if, ands, and but. There's no gray area. If you're going into war, you're there to kill. You're there to eliminate a problem, a threat. I go to war with someone. I'm going to eliminate them. That's my goal, because if I don't eliminate them, they're going to eliminate me. And in this country, the last couple of wars, this Afghanistan war, ever since September 11th, I think Osama bin Laden, his objective is coming to fruition. Because he knew that if you go and you take a country and you break them from within, you can destroy them. And he's doing that. It's getting done, folks. The money that we're spending on war, we could be spending to empower society, to make human beings better, comfort, to eliminate hunger all over the world. We could use that money for, could have. To empower in research and find cures for diseases, to spend trillions of dollars of that, guaranteed you would have find it. But no. So, I don't agree with the way this country fights war, because they fight it like a bunch of pussies. If you're going to destroy your enemy, go and destroy your enemy. That's it. No gray. Use your power. Look at all this technology we have in America. And yet, what does it take to find an enemy? What does it take to destroy your adversaries? Well, really, you can actually end a war in a couple of weeks, strategically, without nuclear weapons. But no. See, because we have this machine, this industrial military machine that has to be fed dollars and cents. And those cronies have to be empowered and enriched with American tax dollars. But that's only one man opinion, folks. It's only my opinion. I guess I stand alone because my opinion perhaps don't make sense, does it? Well, here's an article I picked up, and this is from the New York Times, as a matter of fact, last year, or the year before, I'm sorry, and reads something like this. Like everything else, war is a lot more expensive than it used to be. Conflicts in Afghanistan and in Iraq has cost Americans a staggering $1 trillion to date. Now, that was back then. It's way more now, by the way. And we'll get to those stats in just a second. Second only to inflation-adjusted dollars to the $4 trillion price tag of World War II, when the United States put 16 million men and women into uniform and fought on three continents. So we adjust inflation. So here we have this. Adjusted for inflation, when we fought World War II, we had 16 million men and women fighting on three continents. So basically, if we were to look at the dollars in today's perspective, it would have been a $4 trillion price tag for World War II. Now, that was a world war. And that's 16 million men and women. Right now, we're fighting, what is it, a couple of 100,000? In two countries, basically. And it already cost, back in 2010, $1 trillion. By the way, it is a lot more today. And we'll get to those figures, like I said, in just a second. The article continues, still 21st century technology is an obvious explanation for why relatively small, although long wars in developing societies like Iraq and Afghanistan are so expensive. A second look at the numbers show that another story underneath. In 2008, the peak year for war spending in Iraq and Afghanistan, the cost was 1.2% of the American gross domestic product. During the peak years, spending on World War II in 1945 was nearly 36% of GDP. The reason for the immense growth is seemingly limitless credit of the United States economy over the past 65 years, as compared to the sacrifice and unity required to ring in $4 trillion from a much smaller economy to wage an earlier war. To some historians, the difference is troubling. The army is at war, but the country is not. We managed to create a field of armed forces that can engage in very, very lethal warfare without society, whose name it fights breaking a sweat. The result, he says, is a moral hazard for the political leadership to resort to force in the knowledge that civil society will not be deeply disturbed. A corollary is that taxes have not been raised to pay for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So, back in the days, we did raise taxes, by the way, to fight wars. Today, we're borrowing. As a matter of fact, I have a soundbite here that can probably best illustrate this and give you the numbers on that. And it's quite revealing. Very revealing, these numbers. All right, just take a quick listen to this.
In 2003, Donald Rumsfeld estimated a war with Iraq would cost $60 billion. 5 years later, the cost of Iraq war operations is over 10 times that figure. Factoring in the Afghanistan war, total operations are at $800 billion. By the time the U.S. leaves Iraq, the estimated cost of war will be $3 trillion. One, start with the total operational costs to date, including tanks, combat pay, military training, military bases, and embassies. Two, add additional military costs outside war spending. The military's budget is rising at a rate faster than any time over the last 40 years, and you can attribute that indirectly to the war. Three, correct for inflation over the past 5 years. Four, add operational and peacekeeping costs before and after the troops withdraw, since it's estimated that the U.S. will stay in Iraq in some capacity for another decade. 5. Add future health care for approximately 2.1 million returning veterans affected by war. 6. Add cost of restoring the military back to pre-war strength, because the Defense Department is not replacing equipment as fast as it's used. 7. Add Social Security to veterans who can no longer work. The total cost of war to the federal government is $2.2 trillion. 8. Add interest, since the war is funded primarily from borrowed money. 40% of the war's budget came from foreign countries, and they'll collect interest on it for many years. The total budgetary cost of the Iraq War is $2.8 trillion. Next, we calculate the cost to society. Add the loss of economic output from soldiers' death and disability. The government pays a dead soldier's family $500,000, a sum that's less than what he would earn by pursuing a normal life. And finally, the large-scale economic impact of a war financed by deficits that will divert funds from schools, roads, and research, all against the backdrop of rising oil prices, pushes the tally of war costs over 50 times the original estimate.
Yeah, and there's something sobering, huh? Wow. 40 cents out of every dollar we've paid to fight this war, just like our budgets, by the way, 40 cents of every dollar is borrowed, and we pay interest on 40 cents of every dollar. What could we have done with this money? I can think of many things. Here's an interesting little note, too, here I got out of war. Now, these involve how many people have fought in wars. In World War II, American citizens, rather. And in World War II, we had 16.1 million serving. Vietnam War, we had 8.7 million. Interesting, World War I, we had 4.7 million people. In the Gulf War, 2.2 million people serving. Civil War, 2.2 million. Current wars, 2.1 million. Hey, look at this Mexican War, only 80,000. Didn't take a lot. Didn't take a lot to conquer the Mexicans, huh? The War of 1812, 300,000. Spanish-American War, 300,000. And here's a cost to GDP, our gross domestic product. The World War II in 1945 was 35.8% of GDP. World War I was 13.6% back in 1919. The Korean War was 4.2% of GDP. Vietnam War was 2.3%. The War of 1812 was 2.2%. And amazingly enough, I guess it tells you how the rate of inflation, the Afghanistan and Iraq War post 9/11 to 2008 is 1.2% of GDP. The 1991 Gulf War was only 0.3% of GDP. What I'm saying there is look at all the money going out to wars. Wow. I think we could do a lot of other things with that kind of money. I'm not a warmonger. I believe you take your enemy, you destroy your enemy. That's it. No ifs, ands, and buts. No candy coating here, folks. You destroy him. You use whatever powers you got to destroy him. That's it. Can't care about society. They're at war. That soldier in Afghanistan, let's say a woman supports that soldier. She feeds him. She hides him. She helps clothe him. He gets a kid. They teach the kid to hate Americans. Well, it's an endless cycle if you let them live. I had a friend who once said, you got to take the cockroach effect on this. If you notice that most cockroach products attack the egg layer. In other words, they attack reproducing because you can kill roaches all you want, but if they still have an ability to reproduce, you've done nothing. Anyway, that's my take on war. Listen, glad you could join us, and glad for so many of you joining us. Don't forget to join us each and every week on these platforms. On internet is over blogtalkradio.com/Albert Lewis Show. On BBS Radio, it's bbs.com/TheAlbertLewisShow. You can email me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Any comments, any inquiries, or whether you want me to host your next event or be a motivational speaker, it's all there. Just so reach me. In the meantime, don't forget to keep joining us and keep logging on. We have new shows every week. Until the next time, I'm Robert Lewis saying God bless you, and you take care. Take care.